WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, December 8th. Coming up, research is increasingly showing that students have struggled during the pandemic, but it's been especially difficult for dual language schools. We'll learn more from Illinois Student Newsroom's Carolina Garibay in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The state's Department of Public Health says Illinois has confirmed its first case of COVID's Omicron variant. A Chicagoan who was fully vaccinated and received a booster dose contracted the virus after having known contact with another Omicron-positive case who was visiting from out of town. But the Chicagoan with Omicron did not need hospitalization, and public health officials say that person is improving. The news comes as Illinois has seen a more than 160% increase in the number of new COVID patients entering hospitals each day over the past 6 weeks. But Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state is providing staffing support for hospitals.
We don't see signs of abatement yet, but I'm hopeful that what is now a surge of Delta variant that is filling our hospitals will abate over time and that we'll be able to manage through Omicron.
Pritzker also says the state is looking into at-home monoclonal antibody treatment to ease the strain on Illinois hospitals. The balance of political power in Illinois for the next decade is now in the hands of three federal judges after a marathon hearing yesterday in Chicago. Hannah Meisel has more.
Between months of hearings, a legislative do-over, and extended legal wrangling, Illinois' once-in-a-decade redistricting process colored nearly everything else lawmakers did this year. Changing political boundaries after a census is always hyperpartisan, but the real legal fight in court Tuesday is whether Latinos, who tend to vote Democratic, will have their voting power diluted under the Democrats' maps for the state House and Senate. The 2020 census showed Latino communities growing everywhere, both in Illinois and around the country. But groups focused on Latino voting rights say Democrats didn't draw enough districts where Latino voters could have influence. I'm Hannah Meisel.
A traditional celebration over the weekend gave the University of Illinois community an opportunity to join together for the holiday season. The Latino Student Association hosted a Las Posadas celebration on campus. Las Posadas is celebrated in most Latin American countries and the United States. It commemorates Mary and Joseph's journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. U of I student organizations celebrated Las Posadas by providing craft tables, food, and entertainment. Assistant Director of La Casa Cultura Latina, Stephanie Cardosa Cruz, says La Casa helped organize the event and a toy drive for the community. She says more than 100 toys were donated to those in need.
These toys were given out to, I want to say about 20 children came to the event, and the rest will be distributed throughout the week. One community that gets often overlooked in the Latino community here in Champaign-Urbana, but we really focused on, was the Canjobal community.
The Canjobal community is from Guatemala and speaks a Mayan language. Cardoza says whenever there are big events for the community, anyone is welcome to join. A man in his 50s and woman in her 60s marked the 216th and 217th people to die of COVID in Champaign County. County health officials say these deaths were preventable and urge all residents to get fully vaccinated as soon as possible, including a booster dose. Health officials reported more than 200 new cases yesterday in Champaign County. The number of active cases has topped 1,600 for the first time since August of 2020. Champaign County resident hospitalizations have climbed to 31, up from 18 a week ago. And Carl Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 78 patients hospitalized with COVID-19, more than twice as many as just 2 weeks ago. 17 of those patients are in the ICU. Still to come, we'll take a closer look at the struggles of dual language students during the COVID-19 pandemic. That story from Illinois Student Newsroom's Carolina Garibay is coming up next on 217 Today.
The new documentary series Age of Nature explores humanity's relationship with the natural world. It features visits with scientists and conservationists who study the ways we can restore our planet. Age of Nature underscores the complex, interdependent connection between people and our environment. It's an honest but hopeful look at the human impact on the natural world. You can stream this and other similar specials right now with WILL Passport. Learn how at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Research shows that students in grades 3 through 8 struggled more with learning during the 2020-2021 school year compared to the year before the pandemic. Elementary schools in Champaign have noticed similar gaps. They say the problem seems especially acute at dual-language schools, where children learn in two languages at once, typically English and Spanish. Now teachers say they're figuring out how to fill those gaps. Carolina Garibay of the Illinois Student Newsroom has more.
Students in Caitlin Zabala's fifth grade class at International Prep Academy in Champaign cheer each other on as they do a Spanish grammar activity. They're identifying the verbs and sentences about different animals in Spanish.
¿Qué son focas?
Ms. Zabala's class does interactive activities like this every day, but when they went online in 2020 because of the COVID-19 pandemic, they couldn't do activities like this one. Students say they notice the difference.
Vamos a escuchar Ana.
Los animales que comen focas las buscan cerca de la...
That's Ana Hernandez. She's a fifth grader in Miss Zabala's classroom. Her native and home language is English. She says she definitely thinks her Spanish got worse after online learning.
We kind of fell back in like our Spanish because we didn't really do a lot then. So I didn't really speak any Spanish and no one else really did. And then when we came back in person, they were kind of forced to speak because you have to answer the questions. So then everyone talked.
International Prep Academy is a dual language elementary school in Champaign. It has a 50-50 dual language model. That means that half of the day's content is taught in English while the other half is taught in Spanish. For many elementary students, online classes in their native language were hard enough, so trying to learn basic lessons in a second language was even harder. Researchers say they've noticed this problem occurring in dual language schools across the country. Margaret Marcus, a visiting professor at the University of Maryland and a dual language researcher, says part of the issue is that kids are relearning how to do school in general.
Especially if before they were on and off camera, or maybe they were in small groups in person, and now they're back in a normal or a regular sized classroom. I think it's overwhelming in that sense.
Zabala, Anna's fifth grade teacher, faces several challenges, including not knowing what her students don't know.
At any given moment, there's a gap that I did not foresee. And so many lessons I have with one purpose, but in the middle of the lesson, I have to change the purpose because I realize there's a gap.
Part of the struggle, she says, is the difficulty to connect with students when communicating through a computer screen.
Without being in person, keeping up with your Spanish just becomes another task to do. There's actually nothing magical about it, just like 4 times 4 is 16. Well, hablar in the present tense in the yo form is just hablo. It's just a task.
Language teachers at other schools in the area say they've noticed the problem too. Gabriel Nardi is a third grade dual language teacher at Leal Elementary School in Urbana.
Having taught third grade before and I see the sort of level of Spanish that I expected from those students, it's just lower now because they've missed hundreds and hundreds of hours of exposure to the language. And it goes the other way too for those learning English.
He and Zabala say they think COVID helped them better understand how to adapt their lessons to each student so that every student learns.
Every teacher is going to do their best to help these kids grow from where they are right now and build them up with praise and confidence so that they continue to grow just like you normally would.
Back at International Prep Academy, Anna says she thinks her teacher has been doing a pretty good job so far. She has students come up with songs to remember times tables and call students to come up to the board.
It's really fun when you get called because then you can go up. And if you get it wrong, she just like explains it to you and then you know how to do it.
I'm Carolina Garibay of the Illinois Student Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see partly cloudy skies today with a high of 39 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Luis Velasquez, and Carolina Garibay. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.